Okay. Okay. Now, let's start. Okay, we're okay? Okay, let's start with a nice start. B'shimcha Rachmana. Before I spoke about it, okay, I just wanted to make sure that it was Kisvei Yad, okay? And basically, the best way to know the Kisvei Yad, Chevelle reflects the Ksav Yad, and it's very strange. Hillman and Frankel sometimes doesn't, says sometimes it does, I don't know, whatever it is. So in the Ksav Yad is the Shimcha Rachmana, okay? And then I said, okay, where else, you see, we're brought up B'Shem Hashem, which really, okay, what I heard from the Mevinim Dova, Goyim used to do it in the medieval times, okay? But Rishayin, the Rambam, that's what I mentioned once, that's not for now, okay? The Rambam basically starts all his forum with B'Shem Havaya, Kel Olam, which I have a whole shiur on, which is not a maybe shiur to one. That's not. He starts Sefer Mitzvahs with it. He starts all the Yud Dalet form of Mishneh Torah with it. He starts the sixth stone of Mishnayis with it. Nezikin, it's not there, but they claim it might have been just knocked off from the Ksav Yad. And each one of the three volumes of Mor Nevuchim, he starts with it. And also the Maim of Tchias HaMesim, okay? But not the Tshuvas. Okay, we say this. So it's not like he's opening something. It's something that is meaningful for him. Shh. Okay. B'shimcha Rachmana, the Ramban only uses, the way I found, only twice. Okay. Here, in Sefer Mitzvah Nasogis, and also in the beginning of Sefer Schus. Okay. Now, if that's correct, it's a very interesting thing, and it's the same issue, which is very similar to the issue I was talking about last week, because he has tremendous halacha. He respects the Rambam, and he respects the Ravid, okay? Because if you look over here, what does he call the Rambam? Heishiv bo harav hagodol zal. Okay, so Rambam is Rav HaGodol. And the way he opens up the Sefer Schutz, it's a Rav HaMuvok. So it's two people who he respects, who he's trying to save someone who they're attacking, okay? So really what he's trying to do is offhand to maneuver and in the same breath to be respectful to the person who's being masig, and at the same time to try to help the person who is receiving that sagas, and it's a very difficult path, and he wants to do it completely l'shem shamayim. So that's why he opens up b'shimcha rachmana, and that's what he also says that he's going to shh. And that's what he also says that when he's dealing with these issues, it's going to be aschel l'dabe im levovi. Okay? And that, I don't know, I mentioned some of them, but Rishonim in general use this expression when they're trying to machri against someone or trying to find the emes in between different stadim. You'll find the Ravan, I just have a list, the Raviyah, and the Rambam and the Nevuchim uses it, Shadat Shuvas Haran, and I also found Shadat Shuvas to Maram Chalva and Shadat Shuvas Tachbet. It's something that, and I mentioned, I think, last week that it's a reference to it's the pasuk in Yoshua and Yudalad Zayin Ches Ben Aboim Shono Anochi Bishloach Moshe Eved Hashem Oisi Mikodesh Baneya L'Ragel L'Ragel Es Horetz Ve'esh Ve'Oisoi Dovo Kasher Im Levovi. So the different stodim, and even though the whole other side is saying one way, he's trying to do the emes, and here the different stodim between the Bahag and the Rambam, and he's trying to go for the emes, okay? And that is b'shimcha rachmana. He asks for sita d'shmaya. I don't know if it's asking for sita d'shmaya to be able to do this. He just doesn't want to be making the cover of the Rambam, and at the same time to help the halachas gedolos. Okay, I saw something else, which I don't understand, okay, or I do, I mean, I saw also, I found the Ksav Yad, both of found the Ksav Yad. You'll notice when he says, when he quotes the Rav HaGadol, he says Zal, okay? And he quotes the Bahag, it's Sitzal, okay? Now, I never, you know, I always thought this business that they add everyone to Tzal, to Kukal, okay, they say, you know, whatever they add on, you know, it's all a question of Fumkeit, okay? Yeah, you can call whatever you want. I'm being nice, okay? But, you know, here is interesting. The Ramban differentiates between the Rambam and Kilu the Geinim, and if this is really an expression of, it's both in both places, the Ksav Yad, which you might not have noticed, but I thought it's an interesting observation, okay? The Bahag is a Tzal, and the Rambam is Zal, okay? Shh. Shh. Okay, now, so I think we spoke about this. Now, let's just go on a little bit. Okay, now, the term Askel Dabim Lubovi Beinyan Hazer, Oimimash Nistapigli, Afapishia Dati, Shako Machzikimbo Kedova Poshet. Okay, here, everyone holds a double portion, and who is responsible for this? The Bahag himself. Okay? And they hold from this maimah, ki'ilu, the drosh of Rabbi Simloi is ki'ilu chokuk. And it's mamish, and we'll see that it might be even Torah Misinai, okay? V'zeh b'ma she'omu, b'seif makis, drosh Rabbi Simloi, sheish me'oth, V'sholosh esrei mitzvahs nemru lo l'Moshe b'Sinai. He has the gifts like the Rambam, which is not in Adfus, but in all the Kisvei Yad, that it says b'Sinai, okay? Even though I pointed out to you, there's no reference or no reflection of that in the Gemara and the Psukim, that it's Sinai Dafka. We know it's nemru l'Moshe, but b'Sinai, okay? Say it, b'Sinai. Sholosh me'ois. Now, listen to this. Now, be careful. He did something over here in the gifts of the Gemara, which if you weren't careful, okay, I challenge you, you're careful, you didn't pick up on it, okay? Because basically, there are two gisels in the Gemara. There's one gisel in the Gemara that it says communion on both the Chamo and the Evorim. And there's another text, the difference between the Fus and the various Kisveyad, where it says Kineged, okay? And the Rambam, I pointed out, is not Machalik, because it's interchangeable, okay? Interesting Ramban, you know, it's amazing if you look at it. Now, let's read it, and you'll see it, okay? Sholosh me'os v'sholosh v'shishim k'minyan yemosach hamo, that's minyan, okay? But when it comes to mosayim v'aboyim v'shmona, it's k'neged evo of shalodom. So it's not k'minyan. K'neged really is telling you that there's some meaning in this thing, and it's something to do with the evolim, okay? In fact, that's what the Tanchuma does and says, "Kol Eva ve'Eva Omer Asei b'Mitzvah." Okay, so I'm just wondering whether there's something he doesn't say anything about it, but he has this different girsa, and it's a very interesting thing. I would say either both should be minyan, both should be kineged, and what does he want exactly with this? Okay, I can't tell you because I only know what's in front of me, and that's all. That's all the information.
Being a Kabbalist,
he what?
He was a Kabbalist.
I don't, you know, okay? You can guess. It's beyond me, okay? Okay. But, no, it's all right to guess, but as long as you know you're guessing. Some people take it a little further than that. Okay. Now, the Omref Hamanuna, my Kro, Teirat Simulon Moshe, Teira, Tophresh Yud Aleph Have, Onoich Viloyi, Epia Gvur Shamanum. Vine alpi zul hamemro bo baloch those monam achas limso cheshboy. Okay, see, he wanted to know what are these 613 mitzvahs, and he was minding them. Okay, the achrov nispashet mioid vuhuskam bein kol hachacham matalmidim v'nispasim ba'moin shezes chum kol mitzvah kol mitzvahs. V'nischabru b'zeh shirois, piyutim, v'yaz horois, ni'imei zmirois. Okay? So people made songs and everything, but it really started from Halachas Gedolos. He's responsible for this, okay? Say that. Mehem l'chachmei svarad rabo yismoid b'eres andlas kasheh hiski hagav. Now here the rabbi became tzitzal. So I'm not sure there's anything in this, or it's just a scribe. The Rav Sal is referring to the Rambam here. Okay. So I'm not sure there's anything in this at all. Because I know, like you have to say, I assume, that's, I don't know, I assume that he's reflecting the Kisvei Yad, but I haven't seen the Kisvei Yad. I can't tell you. Okay? Because he, Mamish, has notes. He says sometimes he doesn't reflect the Kisvei Yad element. So I can't tell you. Okay? Mehem be'atza cheres, open as a gleda. The Kva Omar Rav, Shize Dovo Shil Yisakel Oisai Echel Mikol Mishamona Mona Mitzvah Shize Chu Minyonim. So I'm not sure now whether he says once you give him enough Zal, he doesn't have to say Zal anymore. We'll see as we go on. Okay, because this time he doesn't say anything. I'm not, you know, I'm just, okay, now. Vani Bo'onyi Im Kol Zeh Ola B'libi Sofek. Okay. So this, now, these are the two things. This first thing, when he talks about the lave, it's im levovi, where there's a whole way of going, and he's going one side, he's looking for emes, okay? Here, libi is just plain that he's looking at his lave and deciding, you know, what's going on here, okay? And that's what I pointed out, Rashi, in Choshen Mishpat, where he says that belibi, that he thinks he knows what the pshat in the pasuk is, even though he has no raya for it, okay? And that's ki'ilu, the lave, the koshim, I mentioned this to you last week, koshim al etzbe'echo, the ki'ilu the lave is a luach lave, and that's the Tag Yonison on Kriyishma, v'hoya dvor me'il al v'vecho, the ki'ilu the lave of a Talmud Chochum, of a Godol Ador, is ki'ilu kosov al luach alev, and ki'ilu, we can look at his lave and tell you what he thinks. And he says, ol al belibi sofik. This lave, which is the lave from Luach Halev from Teira, alzu amemro im hi divrei hakol o yesh ba machlokes. Okay. The two separate suffixes, fakis and the independent. One suffix is: does everyone say it, or is a machlokes about this minion? Okay. The suffix acher im hi halochel Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay. Now, this is interesting. Okay. What the halacha of Sinai doesn't make it halacha. It's telling you halacha. You know, the dominion of mitzvah is not really halacha. Okay. So the Rambam has, if you remember, the Rambam has sometimes he has pirushim pi hakabbalah. And he has halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But here, l'chera, I assume the Ramban means any mesera for Moshe Mitzrayim is called halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, because it's not halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Kloima. Shenema l'moshe mipi agvura, kach v'kach mitzvois, Moise locho letzavoisom biyisrael moirosha. Okay. Now, there's a very important thing over here. Okay. There was a minion, and the Bnei Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, there will be this number of mitzvahs. Okay. He didn't give them in Har Sinai, as the Rambam claims, okay? And this we'll see in Ramban Alatei and other places. He said this minion in Har Sinai. Sheish me'ois mitzvah means the minion of sheish me'ois v'sholosh etzi was said. He didn't say, sheish me'ois v'kach mitzvahs ani moise l'cho. I'm going to give it, say he gave it to him, ani moise l'cho, l'tzavos v'yisrael morosha. We're talking about a minion. We don't know. It's not clear in Ramban over here, Bechal, that he gave it to him. And we'll see about the clear. In Chumash, he clearly says that he didn't, okay? And over it, here also, we'll see in the Hasogas and other places, it also might be clear that it wasn't given at that moment, okay? But he adds the word Morasha. Okay? Morasha is a reference to the third Sheresh, which the Ram says we don't count a mitzvah l'shoch. It's Morasha. And that's the Ram, that's the whole Sheresh Shlishi. And this one word is referring to Sheresh Shlishi. And he has a discussion that he assumes that Allah doesn't disagree with that Sheresh, even the Ram assumes that he does. Okay, Beseda. Okay? O shu asmacht ba'almo min agmatri hazeis. Okay, so there are two issues. There's one issue, is there machlokes about it? An independent issue, is it a meserif Moshe Rabbeinu or it's not an asmachta? Right? And the two completely independent svekas. You can take any position you want. You can take this position, that position. Two independent svekas. Okay?
But once you take the side that it's not misina, then you couldn't possibly hold it as a
halacha l'mashmi sinah. What?
If you
what's it? What's it? We're two sides. One side is that there's a machlekes about this, and there's no machlekes about it. And the other side is that it's halacha l'mashmi sinah, or it's not. Okay.
So on the side, it's not that there's a machlekes on the minyan. Maybe only 600 or whatever.
There might be a machlekes with the minyan, whether it's halacha l'mashmi sinah or whether it's not. It doesn't make a difference.
Or there's a machlekes in the minyan itself. How many there are? What's the first topic?
The first of machlik is whether everyone agrees with Simloy that the minion is 613.
Ah, so somebody might say no, it's only 600 and whatever.
Whatever, or might just say there's no minion, might just say whatever he wants, okay?
Okay.
But the two separate svekas, no relationship of one to the other. Okay?
Hello?
Now the important thing is that it's very clear the Ramban's taking a stand over here. Not like the Rambam. Because once he says the two independent svekas, it means even though you're ready to accept the position that it's halacha l'mashmi sinai, there could be a machlekes about it. Right? And this lemaisa, okay, this lemaisa, you'll see, in... Well, you can say whatever you want, but I think that's what he says. What do you mean, is that clear?
He has a question is it halacha l'mashmi sinai or not?
No, he says, is it everyone or not? And then he has a separate...
Even if there's no machlokas about it, then you have a question. Is it halacha l'mashmi sinai?
But he doesn't say that. He doesn't say it's dependent on that. So you can say whatever you want, but in the Pasha, the Ramban, is mashna two completely independent svekas. He says all the Jewish say svekas. He doesn't say that you can have to conclude any one way in order to get to the second suffix. L'choret pashtis, okay? You can say it, okay? But you also, you know, you're saying something which you have no, there's no reason to say it, a priori. So l'choret, what that means is the Ramban is ready to accept tesis imenoches, and tzadi beis me beis. So there might be a machlokes with this halacha l'mashmi sinai, which that's what Tais is ready to accept, okay? On the other hand, there is a Tais in Yuma, which I don't think you can quote about this. Tais in Yuma in Ayin Tesam Beis, the Ramaschal, tamely, Amay Lekova, the Malach L'Mishmi Sinai Pligi, the Kaimalon, the Shua Malach L'Mishmi Sinai, Masal V'Hoch Gemiri, Sa'or B'Kizayis, V'Chomitz Kisevis, and Masal V'Hoch Gemiri, Zeb Zeb B'Kizayis. Okay, so maybe also you should quote that. So there, you don't have a proof, because it could be, there are those of the opinion that even if you accept, okay, even if you accept the Kabir Machlokes Halacha l'mashmi sinai, it's not whether there is Halacha l'mashmi sinai, but only in the Protim, how it plays itself out. But the existence of Halacha l'mashmi sinai, there can't be a Machlokes about it. With both of them have it, the question is, what are the Protim, okay? And you'll find others saying like this, the Maaretz Chayis seems to take this as though a poshet, in Torah and Nevim, B'mayim HaTorah Shebaal Peh. And there is such... Okay, let's say that. And there is in the Pratim, you'll find. Okay. You know, there's issues about this. I mean, there are those that say like that. Okay. I think it might be Matzchatz. I don't know if there's anything more than that. But the Maisa is, this taste is clearly, the Ramban L'chir would deny the Halacha, or you see, so I don't know then. Because it could be, the Halacha, what's the Halacha Mishtinai? See, the other side is, that it's not Halacha Mishtinai, that's only a smachta. So the L'chir, the two stardom, are you denying the Halacha, not what the Halacha said. So he denies the Halacha, he's ready to say that. The Ram very clear in Hilchos Mamrim, that in Kabbalah there can't be a Machlokes, and that's the Ram we only know about. Okay, say that. Now, next. Now, it says, O shuasmachta ba'alma, mina gematri azeis, shizeh chokma b'simoi, hadurish zeh, motza mitzis kain, lefi haminyin shemona behem. Okay. V'nosan behem simonim. Bo Rava Menuna Achra V'Soma Chaminyan Hazeh L'Gematria Hazu. Can you just read what's V'Nosan Ben Simonim and what's the Gematria? And what do Rava Menuna do? And what do Asimloi do? Okay? Just reading the words before we get anything, correct? Okay? So L'Cheir L'Nosan Bo Simonim is going on the Shtramach and the Shasa. And that's Rav Simloi. That's Rav Simloi's member. The Gematria is Rav Menuna. That's why he's very careful. Look, read it again. He's mamish. He's very careful. Everyone on Ramban is mamish there. Correct? He says, "Lefi aminyan shemonim lehem, v'nosan lehem bohem simonim." That's Zeh Chochem, right? Zeh Chochem Rav Simloi. Rav Simloi was nosan lehem simonim. So what simonim was he give? Did he give the Chamo? And the Evorim. So L'Cheir, it's only a Simon, as much as you want Kabbalah with Kenegi, it's only a Simon, right? Okay. And then Obo Rav Menuna Achrov V'Somach Haminyan. Okay. Hazel Gematria Azu. Okay. So then you understand that. So this is Valdik. If the whole Ramach and Shasan is only Nosan Ben Simonim, okay, then you don't need a Mike Kron on that. Tayak, you need a Kron, because the question is, how make taste it? That's the minion. But the Amach and Shasa, we don't know what the efficacy of the see what it is only Nosan Ben Simonim. The Chorek comes out. The Amach and Shasa is Nosan Ben Simonim, okay? And the Tayag is a Shtickle term for Mike Kron. Okay? Now, okay, just let me tell you something. If it's an asmachta, he puts together this will go, now even more what I said last week is even more interesting. He has the Nosan Ben Simon only together with asmachta. Okay? So then, on the other side, if you accept this Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai, it's a Kabbalah, then it means the Kabbalah is more than just Tayag. The Kabbalah is all these simonim, but not Peteris Nosan Ben Simonim. That was part of the Kabbalah. In other words, what's Rav Menuna doing? Because he says, O shua smachta ba'alma min ha-gematria ha-zeis, shezeh ha-chochem simoi ha-doyish bo, mota simon, mitzis kain, lefi ha-minyin shemona ba'em, v'nosan ben simonim, so Nosan Ben Simonim is part of the shtickle terror from the asmachta, right? That's what's happening.
But he's
Mekatzer
before. He says before Kach Bakach Mit Ani Moshe Lachov Subosim. See also the numbers there.
Yeah, I understand that. But the question is, see, I would have said that, he only says before, we don't know, maybe it's Mikatze. We don't know what the Ramban means over there. Were they just saying only the Tayag was a Mesera, or even the Hamach and Shasa? But L'chir over here, the way he's saying that the Simonim, when he only talks about the Simonim, only is talking about Asmachta, I would assume that he assumes, okay, that if there is a Mesera over here, the Hamach and Shasa are real and also part of the Mesera. But then, okay, then it becomes even stranger, okay? Because it's strange in the sense that not only have a problem, you see, we have two problems over here, if it's real, okay? Because the Ramban, so what's my kra then? If it's real, it's Alachon Rishina. So my kra is like you find in Rishonim and the Gemara, the kra smachta ba'alma, it's a smachta Alachon Rishina. Very nice, okay? Okay, that's the micro, okay? But the Ramban has a whole shtick of theory. The micro is only, Chazal use it only if it's nothing, something serious, okay? But he doesn't say, flip it, so I have a suffix, whether it's halachah as you see, and I say, what's the micro? He doesn't tell you what it means then, okay? So maybe he's ready to accept that even his observation is not correct. He doesn't tell you anything, okay? But even more so, okay, why then did Rav Menuna find it necessary? In other words, if the Mesera was, okay, if the Mesera was Tayag Mitznem L'Moshe Misinai and Ramach and Shasa, okay, so why does Rav Menuna only bother to find a Remez and a Posik, Mikro, for the Aloch L'Moshe Misinai of the Tayag and not interested in Ramach and Shasa? And we also have no clue about that. Okay. I'm just telling you what we see. I mean, but that itself is something, because you might not have noticed that, or maybe you didn't, I apologize. But look, that's what's happening here. Correct? Now, and we'll see later that this minyan is serious of Ramach and Shasa, because when he talks about a little bit later, when after he finishes the whole discussion with Shus and Chayva and all the different machlikas about the minyan amitzes, he says, on and on. Yeah. He says, Elu ukietzu behen, ledivir oime chivehem, min aminyin tayag mitzis, ledivir oime rishus, eno nechshav. Okay, that's okay. Vitzorchu lehovi minyin zeh shel tayag, mitzacheis mispoam viyashlem. That's also okay. But then he adds, asei bimokrim Asay, v'lois asay b'mokom lav. What does he mean by that? It means that you have to be mashlim not only tayag, but the Ramach and Shasa is very serious, and you have to be mashlim it, and you have to end up with Ramach and Shasa. And the fact that he himself did it in the mitzvah Shachar Rav when he had the whole minyan, it worked out like that. You know, it's a serious thing. That's what happened. Correct? Because I always said that's gufa, maybe. That's why the makro is only in this. Maybe the whole thing is not serious. Ramach and Shasa, maybe it's not serious. No, it's serious. Okay? Okay, now. Okay, Beseda. There is a Tanchuma. So you see, you could have said it. Then, one second, okay. I don't know if I mentioned this last week. So what's Dorash, Rabbi Samuel? Yeah, because that L'chaira is, because Zeh HaChocham, see, L'chaira changes. So we don't know. You see, there's a very big problem over here. If it's Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, okay, correct? If it's Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, we don't know what Dorash is, do we? Dorash of Simloi? What's Dorash? Okay. Correct? We have no clue. If I ask you to translate the words, you know, whoever you want, you have no clue how to translate it. Okay? At least I don't. Okay? But if you say that this Chacham happened to look and find that this was the minion, then it's Dorash V'Chaka. So then it makes sense. Okay? And we also said maybe it's Dorash that he was Dorish Apostolic is also okay. But the Ramban's not working like that. Okay? Because in the Tzad, it's either a Mesera or it's an Asmachtin, it's his own minion. On the Tzad, it's his own minion, it's Dorash V'Chaka. Okay? Mesera? So we don't know Halach. He doesn't tell you how to read the. He doesn't tell you. It's interesting. If it's Halacha Moshe Sinai, there's no clue what Mikra is. Okay. There is a clue. I assume that Halacha Moshe Sinai also was in Ramach and Shasah. Okay. There's no clue what Mikra. No clue what the word Dorash means. Okay, that's what we have. Correct. Now. There is a Tanchuma, okay, which you read it, you get the impression it's clearly a little more serious than Rav Simloi, but they don't kilo quote this kilo that this is a raya for something. There's a Tanchuma Parshas Vayelech in Siman Beis. V'loy nikris tera ad shenitna b'Sinai, whatever that means. Lo nikris teira at shenitna b'Sinai. V'al minyan ha-mitzvos nikris teira. Oh. So this teira, this word teira, is because teira, it's teira tzivul on a Moshe. It's only because of the tzivul. It's not kilu the minyan. There's a tzivul, okay? And it's only called teira because of the tzivul, okay?
Vayishma Yisro, vihi moirosh v'nei Yaakov v'lezora. So l'cheira, v'lo nikris teira, ad shenit the Mesinai, v'al minyan mitzvos nikris teira. The word teira, so usually you start the other way. It's teira, and we use teira kilo nasmachim or something. But the chuma flips it. The reason why it's called teira is because of this minyan, which, you know, it's very clear that it's serious. I mean, whether the drasha is serious, drasha, I can't tell you. But if you take the drasha seriously, then it flips everything around. Okay? Next. Now, Takdoma to Ramban in Chumash, which you might have read, but if you didn't know this, you didn't appreciate it. It's the return of Yimoch Mech. I put it all together, and it becomes a little more interesting. Hakdoma le-Bereishis. Moshe Rabbeinu, Kosev HaSefer HaZeh, Im hatera kula mipiv shel hakodesh baruch hu. That's the gemara. Menachos, whatever. Okay, but the sefer with this. Okay, good. Vakorov. So this vakorov means he's not sure about it. But if you force him to take an opinion, this is the opinion that he would take. Vakorov shekosav ze b'har Sinai. That Sefer Bereishis and Shmos are written in Har Sinai, see? Ki shom nema aloi, alei elai hehoro,
Remember, the Ram, the Torah mitzvah, is Tayag mitzvahs. The Torah is the Tayag mitzvahs. And the mitzvah is the Purushim on that they were Mekubal to interpret the mitzvahs. Asher Chasav Lehoyosom. Ki Luchais Ho'Evan, Yichlo HaLuchais, V'amichtav. Kloima, Aseres HaDibois. V'amitzvah, Va-mitzvah, mispar ha-mitzvahs, it's a number. Mispar ha-mitzvahs kulon, asei v'loi sase. So, here you ask yourself, you know, asei, is he talking about the total number? Is the asei important, the loi sase? But this and what we have are very important to see together. You can't really appreciate what he says in Chumash until you see this. You can't appreciate it. Mispar, in other words, he's telling you now pshat. You know, this is real. Because he's telling you that Abdomo to Teira, that Aleya HaHorah is going to tell you Teira mitzvahs. Oh, I thought the HaMitzvah is the mitzvah. You don't know what the number is. But whatever that number was, that was HaMitzvah. He's giving you Teira. Im kein ha-Teira, what's Teira? Not Ram. Im kein ha-Teira yichol ha-Sipurim mitchiles breishes, ki hu meire anoshim bederech be'inyen ho-emuna. Okay. It's emuna. Okay. Even though a lot of people put, you know, breishes with me, this whatever, it's emuna. Okay, emuna. U'bridetum en ha-ha kosev mitchiles ha-Teira Ad Seif Sipur HaMishkan. So I don't know exactly. Did he write? Was it two separate things? But see, I don't know what happened. Because it says, Et Lecho Atera V'amitzvah Atera Yicho HaSipur Mitchilas Bereshis Ki Hu Meir HaNoshim B'derech B'nyin HaMuna. Okay? But it doesn't talk about Shmos. But he's a reader to Maha, Kosa Mitchilas HaTeira Ad Seif Seif HaMishkan. So I don't know exactly what this is, but it's not important to us, really. But the mitzvah is not where the Ram learns that it's a Pirush, a Baal Peh on the mitzvahs, but it is a Minyan HaMitzvahs. And that's the way he's learning Rav Simloy. Rav Simloy is not necessarily the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, but the minyan mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. Okay? And I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say something. I don't want to guess here, if you understand. I'm going to say something. So the question is, you know, it's almost sounds like a game, you know, why is it important? You know, because all the mitzvahs are given to Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the 40 years. Okay? Correct? So why did dominion have to be given at Har Sinai? I mean, I'm not even... Moshe Rabbeinu were only mechuyev b'mitzvahs because of the tzur of Har Sinai. If it wouldn't be mitzvah of Har Sinai, when Moshe comes and tells you something, let's say Moshe comes, you see, I'll just tell you something and I'll leave it like this, okay? I always say often the Rav that the Rav used to say, he had a discussion with Father, he mentioned it once in the podcast, he published it also, that, why is it that when you violate one of the Taya mitzvah, something in Teira, that you're not chayim misa? Because the Chayvah Divinovi. Chayvah Divinovi. So Rav says the old posh, because Teira is different. Teira, Mosh, is Teira, and Teira, there's Adis Kores, and Chimis Le Shemayim, and Chay Malkis, and whatever. It's a whole different world, okay? It's Taya, Taya. Then I remember the Rav said once, you know, just even to throw it, the Rav said once, I have a shiur about this, but he said once that Leil Shavuos, he was discussing with his father, what about the Harasha that Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael in the Midbar? Is it over divin over the Chayim Misafur or not? Okay? So I thought, it's a double portion, that those that incorporate in the Torah, they're certainly not, because it's part of Torah. It just, they would have been in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, but just since it's Meirasha. But, you know, I could imagine, the question is, let's even start slowly. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu tells you something, but to a Navi, and it wasn't recorded in the Torah. Is it Nevuah? Is it Torah? Or everything Moshe Rabbeinu says is Torah? And the question is Moshe Rabbeinu's efficacy only because it's Siyuf the Sinai? Or that's only Deiris? Or for Eila Mitzhe Novo Vashoy Lechadish Dovo? Okay? Okay? Let's say if Chas Vashoy Moshe Rabbeinu Kilo, we machish something in Torah, you know? So what is it? In other words, until the end of our boy Shona, it wasn't Kilo closed case? And anything he said was okay, or Ki'ilu Sinai, you know, closed it. It's just everything that has appeared, you know, why are Minyan HaMitzvahs important? Because Sinai is something important here. That's all I just wanted to point out, because if Sinai is not important for mitzvahs, the whole thing sounds like a charade. Okay, continue.
He means only the Mishpah? He means only the Mishpah, or maybe the Mishpah included with the
recitation. Va-mitzvah. He doesn't say, he doesn't talk any clue, he doesn't say anything else. I just remember he said, Va-mitzvah, mispa ha-mitzvahs, kulon ase
v'loises. The Rambam is coming from the Gemara and Brachas.
What?
The Rambam is coming from the Gemara and Brachas, right? That's where the Rambam is getting his drasha from.
The what?
The mitzvah as a reference to Tershav HaPeh.
Okay, but I just want to tell you something, okay? Ich bin a poshut yid, okay? I'm going to tell you, I'll show you something else in Rabbanit Teza. You see, the question is, there are Messiris of Rabbi Seinu Zichayin Levacha, okay? And there are those Rishayin that try to take Pshut Hashem Mikra, okay? What is Rabban trying to do over here? Is he trying to tell you over, you know, what Chazal say, or is he trying to tell you what Pshut Hashem Mikra is? Because if before you say over Yigmor Brachis, okay, and also something else, I want to read you another Ramban, and then you can say whatever you want, okay? And then I want you to say it. Okay, good. Listen to this. Ramban in, I think it's in Parsha Sav, okay? Perek Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Ches. Asher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. Asher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. Okay? Al derech Rabbeinu. So what does it mean, al derech Rabbeinu? It's not pshat, but that's as those talking Rabbeinu, as those talking the Chachmei Meseir. Okay, that's what he means. That's what it means. Al derech Rabbeinu. He's called the Teres Kohanim. Ki kol hamitzvus nemru leMoshe b'Har Sinai, kol iseho uprotel v'diktukeyan, v'nishnu mehen b'Oel Moed. Okay. Mehen, I don't know, not all of them, but some of them. But all of them were said in Har Sinai. As though it's not Rabbi Seinu, okay? V'hine mitzvahs vayikor shnuyos. That means, it's a second time around, okay? That's what's happening, okay? V'al derech hapshat, so it means there's Rabbi Seinu, there's derech hapshat, okay? Correct? No, that's not there, it's not mitzvah, Rabbi Seinu, okay? Shi'uroi ashetziv Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai v'yom saviz b'nei Yisrael b'midbar Sinai lahakiv es komaneim l'Hashem ki tzivu miluyim b'har Sinai v'chein b'oil v'chatos v'tzivu mincha v'oshem v'zivcha Hashlam b'midbar Sinai b'oil moed. So Sinai might include other things, okay? V'yitochein is Ramban, you find all the Ramban, at least in my interpretation of Ramban, Yitochin means that he thinks it's Pshuto Shel Mikra, but he's a little nervous, okay? I don't know, you have to, each place he might be nervous for different reasons, but he's nervous about it. V'tochi, okay? It's, you know, he's ready to go for it, but not 100%. V'tochi. Kitam b'hal Sinai, b'mokrim hazeh lifnei hal Sinai. Which is not to Abuseinu, okay? V'hoi v'hu oil moed. V'chein oilas tomid. Hoasuye b'hal Sinai is the oil moed. Ki einenu b'hal Sinai b'hal mamish ki oilas tomid lo yischilu. Okay, v'chule. So then you come out to Abuseinu. Is the Tayag mitzvahs with Nevel and Moshe B'Sinai, with the Tzivuyim, with the Kol, with the Gantz of Mitzrayecha. Azev Yishet Ligmor B'Och, Azev Yander. Aber Pshuta Shem Mikra is not like that, okay? Okay?
So Pshuta
Shem
Mikra is a
mitzvah? Okay, one second. I don't know what it is. Okay, good. So I think then, okay, I would have said, okay, so the Ramban in his Hakdoma to Teira, which I assume he's reflecting Pshuta Shel Mikra. He's telling me what happened. He's saying the Pshuta Shel Mikra Vateira is not the way the Gemara in Brachos learns Vateira. Vateira means the Sipurim from Bereshis, and the Mitzvah means Mitzvah Mitzvah Kulam, and that Kiilu is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, and that's the talking the Pshuta Shel Mikra. Correct? You can say whatever you want. That's not there, no. I'm not saying anything. Correct? That's not the Ramban. But you see, it's very important. You have this Ramban, with all Ramban together. Then you have something. You know, you can say whatever you want. Okay. But say that you got it. So now we have it. So then the question I ask is even more interesting. The question is something important about the fact of Tayag Mitzvahs, Nemu, Moshe, Misinai, that there was this minion. And Kiilu, Ramach, and Shasa, and because of that, they taka mitzvahs? And Eila mitzvah nova shoyle chadish b'idovo was nischadish because of Sinai? And Lu Yitzu wouldn't have been that? You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, everything could have changed? Okay, go to say that. That's here, after this, all the guesswork, but that's l'chayre. It's very clear that something like this is happening, okay? Now, one more Ramban. Ramban. In Kisovoy, in Perik Chav Zayin, Posik Gimel, okay. V'chasavta leim es kol divrei hatira hazeis the Avonim, okay. Omer Rab Avrom b'shem hagein, that's of Sadi Gein. Shekosva leim minyan hamitzvus. Okay, now I have to know what this minyan hamitzvus is. K'moy haksuvois. It means what we have in the Alochas Gedolos was written on the Avonim. It's not a minion of what Ramban's talking about in his Hakdama to Breishis, and what he's talking about over here in the Asogis. This is the real thing. This is the whole thing. This Da'av, this Asay, this is the whole minion. All the mitzvahs, the ganze Cheshbon, okay? So it means that this is Eva Yadin already, right? In other words, at Eva Yadin they had all the mitzvahs. So the Avonim in Har Sinai was a minion, and in the Avonim it was mamish to completely. What are the mitzvahs? Shekos lalei a minion of mitzvahs kmo shekasuvis ba'alochas gedolos kein ascholos v'tam ba'ehete v'aksiva. Now, so the Chayr of the Goyin, which is Rav Sadi Goyin, is not referring to Mispar Mitzvahs, but the Mitzvahs Tayak, and that's Eva Yadin. It was already Be'ovacho. After, already Be'ovacho, Miad, they already had all the Mitzvahs and they wrote them down. We don't know, according to the Goyin, that the Mitzvahs were said at Har Sinai B'chal. We don't know anything, according to him. And we don't even know what the minion was. We don't know what Tayag, it doesn't tell you what it is, it just says whatever it was. Correct? We don't know anything. Rav Sadi, now this, that's the Avraham quoting Rav Sadi Goyin. Rav Sadi Goyin himself, Chumash, I'll read to you. ala teira. Es kol divrei teira zeis, he writes, es kol kloli teira zeis. You have no idea what he's talking about. Es kol kloli teira zeis, and comes the Ibn Ezra, and as he says, he's referring to something like halachic deilis. You know, if you look at the Ramban, I'm just telling you, you know, that's what you have. I just see sometimes it's kedai to look in the original source, and you have sadigayim, that's what it says, which is an amazing thing. Okay? Now, how are we doing? What's we'll stand with the time and go further?
Yeah.
Okay.
Five,
10 minutes. 5, 10 minutes, I'll get started. Okay, now. Now, we want to get started with the rishus and the chayva. Okay? This is the main thing I'm trying to do over here, besides that we just read every word and just try to make, and not to say anything in the words themselves. It was, I'm just telling you, see, the more that you get into the words, the more you're not saying anything, and the more it's meet the shalteira. Okay, but it's not very popular. Okay, the sailor, I don't know. Chais Golat. Okay, it's weiter. Okay, now. Uma shehevi oisli de suffik. Okay. So it's interesting. Ramban has to apologize. It's not enough to say libi or tachluach libo. I know something in learning, and that's what I think. You know, you have to have kilu. Why does he have this stuff? He has to explain it. Okay. I don't know if he needs this more because he's being mafakvik on the geinim and the ganze meseir machzikin berab. I don't know why. Okay, but he says it anyway. Uma shehevi oisi lidei sofik mibnei shemotzino machlikis bigemora bipsukim rabim im heim mitzvah oy rishus. Okay, now let's just start slowly. You see something amazing, which I don't know why he did this. Okay, bipsukim rabim. Why is it necessary by psukim? Okay, is it because it happens to be psukim or mitzvahs in general psukim like the Rambam? I'm not sure what he wants at psukim over here. It's true that the Gemaras are talking about psukim, but is that important or not? Okay.
The topic is mitzvahs here.
Yeah, I understand that.
Say mitzvahs, that's the
question. Yeah, I understand that because the important thing is this is very important. Sherish Beis. Here it's a meaningless thing. Okay, we get to Sherish Beis. The Rambam Sherish Beis basically says that mitzvahs are Torah shebiksav. And that's why he throws out all the drushes and the whole, that's the whole sherish about. And the Ramban basically says that everything is Teira. This is Teira and this is Teira. The state Teira is all Teira and it's all the same, okay? So then the Chayra, there's no reason to assume that mitzvah have anything to do with Pesukim, okay? So then I would assume that he's saying Pesukim is an anomaly and just stop talking about the Gemara because, you know, why should he take a position over here about something which is not clear that's his position anyway? Okay? Now, psukim heim mitzvah or rishus. Okay? Mehem mashomu meseches seita. Okay? And he gives a whole list. Okay? So it comes out, according to Ramban, that every time you find a machlokes in the Gemara, whether it's rishus or chayva, it's a machlokes in minyan mitzvahs. The one that says chayva, it's a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, and the one that says rishus, it's not. And that's why he says at the end that those people say that it's chayva, okay, but those people say rishus, I have to find all the mitzvahs to mal the minyan I say in loisus. That's what is very clear, okay? That's what his point is. That's what he goes to. V'kines ishtoi, rishus de vishmo, Rabbi Kiva mechayva. So Rabbi Kiva, there's a mitzvah of a kines ishtoi, kobi shmo, there's no such mitzvah, minyan mitzvah. Lombem tavodu, Rabbi Kiva mechayva is a mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel Bishus. Lo Yitame Bishus. Rabbi Kiva Machayv. So it comes out according to Gemara and Seita. Hine, the Das Rabbi Shmuel, Yichasun Kan Shalosh Mitzvahs, Min Ramach. Again, Ramach. V'chein, okay, Yichasun Mitzvah Ramach. Ramach is an important minion. Okay.
Doesn't the Rambam have mitzvahs that are not the chova, but as you said,
so that's what we're going. We'll go through each one of the Rambam. I'm going to deal with this Gemara and Saita. The Ramban's very clear. The Nafkamina was Rishus HaChayv is Machlokes Minyan HaMitzvos. The Miri also seems to go like that. And Saita and Daf Gimel. Tai Mitznem and Moshe B'Sinai. O Minyan Zeh B'Chloloi Loi Motzinu Alof Chilek Hein B'Pochas Hein B'Yeseh. Okay. O Kvar Somchu Klau Chesh Ben Zeh Min HaMikro M'Sechas Makis Chav Gimel. Teretzi v'lo Moshe, v'gemate tofei shir alef, v'anoichi v'lo yiyye, shaman api ha'gvur, haray tayag, v'chei me'minin tzitzis, v'chul yoysav, v'ksholem, v'komokon, minin protem mitzis, lo nizbare. Elo halbe nechlku behem, ha'goinim v'chachomim. Okay. And he says, v'af rabo yisenu alei ha'masholem, מוצינו שנחלו בסס מקרויס של דאס קסוס משוס ודאס קסוס מצווה ובאד אוי מרושוס צורך להשלם מין התייג מצד אחר והוא שנחקו בריש של קדושן בעין וקורס ממקו אוכיב של דאס רבי אליעזר חייב לו דאס עם אישור רושוס ולא כמו זה כמו שביארנו שם וכן בהם במקום, אז בסוג הזו, נחלה בישמר ועקיבו בשלוש מהן, והם וכינס אישתו לא מהם תעבורידו ולא יתאמה. שלדס רבי ישמואל שלושתום רשוס, לדס רבי עקיבו כולם חייבו. מה שואל בסוג הזו, לא יהיה בכל התאור פליגי, בכל מצס עשי? מה אומר רשוס ורשוס מה חייבו? פירושי בכל המקרוס, איזה מכל התאור כולו? כל המקרוס שאפשר לפעור שם, בתרא רשוס ובתרא רשוס ותרא סחובה דרך שביארנו בגורס ממקו אוכיב והר בקריץ בהם ופירש בו שלחוק רבי ישמואל אלא באלו מצד שהוי הדוב המוכיח בוהם לדס רבי ישמואל שם רשוס. So it's much very clear that he is in the exact camp of the Ramban, but he clearly also says that you have to be mamala, and according to Rabbi Ishmael, you're missing three. Correct? And a priori, I would put the Rambam in this camp also. Why? Because the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, when he quotes the Mechilta, he says the reason why he says Mizbech Avonim in Chof, he's ready to say that it's Chayiv V'im Mizbech Avonim Tasseli, and it's Chayiv. He has to explain should it be a separate mitzvah or not. That's what he does in Chof. That's what he talks about. And Mitzvah Mem Dalet. When minchas oyim and vim minchas bikurim takriv, she says it's chayiv and therefore it's a minyan. It's not rishus. So chayra, he's taking this all very seriously. And then he does it also in mitzvah kuf kuf tzadi zayin in the hav in lahavu islandi yis lahav laoni lah lahachiv loy lahokir in yonah mitzvah zu. Hayesek hazoka v'yesek mechuyevus mikol mitzvistoka. Ki mishin is baza v'gol upon of lisho miyan anoshim, and he says it's a mitzvah. He says, v'atzi v'mitzvah zu im om yisal im kesef talves ami. Okay. V'loshem mechilta kol im v'im shebatei rishus chutz misholosh. And he quotes these three. And it's quotes the mechilta. And rishus l'choyev is nafkim im mitzvah. L'choyev is calling the mechilta to hold the saraya. Okay. And also, in mitzvah say kuf sariches, where he says levakish ribus, he says that it's a chayv and not rishus by nochim. He says, see, vod levakish ribus magoy vod nivoloi. Feel me in avot. Vuomo nochi sashich. V'nei bol lono b'apirish ha'makubo ki zeh mitzvah loy rishus. V'omu omu b'sifri l'anoch ishtachshich zu mitzvah seh. Lo shay zu mitzvah loy seh. It's not rishus. And rishus means that it's not a mitzvah. And then also in mitzvah seh kuf nun ches. Tzivon olechol matzah b'leil pe'et chamisha osa. And he says the first night is chayiv and the rest is rishus. And l'chayiv it's only the first night it's a mitzvah. So I think we'll probably what? I can go on. Oh, so basically,
I was going, wait,
I'm finished. Well, it's over the time.
It's over the time. But
okay, good. So I just want to tell you, see, offhand over here, you'd assume the Rambam agrees with this, okay? What I'd like to take up next time is go through one at a time, go through Seita, and see how the Rambam learns Seita, and so he learns it in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the Minyan HaKotze, in Mishneh Torah, whether it is a mitzvah and what the mitzvah is. Go through Lelebem Tavodu, or we'll go see how far we'll get, and see in Sefer Mitzvahs, Minyan HaKotze, Mishneh Torah, and see what it is. And also Lo Yitameh, what is the mitzvah and what is not the mitzvah, and Mishneh Sefer Mitzvahs, Minyan HaKotze, and Mishneh Torah. We say that. And we'll see how the Rambam learns the Chayv Mitzvah, how he learns the Gemara. And we can also see, you might want to see Rashi's taste over there in Sefer Daf Gimel.